Welcome. This is Elma Meyer with NowHealing.com, and the topic of this instant energy healing is negative energy release for body, mind, spirit. This is part of a five-part series on intuition and psychic ability, and you can listen to these audios in any order. And we're going to do an instant energy shift for your specific issue around negative energy or picking up other people's thoughts, emotions, even their illnesses. So what is your issue around negative energy? What brought you here? Get in touch with one thing that you would like to shift right now related to negative energy clearing. Maybe you're hypersensitive to someone's energy or other people's energy. Maybe you fear negative energy. Or has somebody told you that you have negative energy or a curse or karma? Just choose one issue each time you listen to this audio, and you can listen again for each separate issue. Okay, let's get a number on it, a measurement. How do you feel about that issue right now? Zero is it's no problem, it's not an issue, it's on target. And 10 is it's the worst possible. So just allow the first number that presents itself to your awareness to be your number. Don't overthink it, and just remember that, and we will be back to work on this number. So let's talk about negative energy. In Now Healing, we treat all negative energy in the same way. It's all just energy, or more accurately, it's information and resonance. The phrase negative energy is really a misnomer. It's just a matter of how you react and what disconnects your field from wholeness. Because even so-called positive energy can create disconnects or distortions in your field. For instance, when you have positive expectations, but all expectations, whether they're negative or positive, can function as limitations, where if you don't get what you expect and if you overreact to that, your energy field may crash. Or someone's positive energy can trigger memories of trauma with any kind of energy, which can distort you unbeknownst to you. So anything can function as negative energy. It doesn't have to be negative. And on the other hand, lots of so-called negative energy may not affect you at all. If your body-mind-spirit field is nice and aligned and strong, you might walk through a place where a trauma happened and you might not have any ill effects, whereas someone else who has a lot of energetic disconnects might be hypersensitive and might feel walloped. So really, the term negative energy is not an accurate description, and we want to disentangle from that term. It's your reaction to any kind of energy and information that can be negative. So let's disentangle from that. Let's come from your center, the vertical center of your whole body, mind, spirit that connects you to the center of the earth and the center of the universe, the center of the universal mind. It connects you to your infinite self. It is found at the vertical center of your body. So just feel that. And when I say one of the Now Healing commands, which are disentangle, align, or reintegrate one of those three things, and I'll often follow it with the word now, just input that to your center. Just bring that command into your center, and that will activate instant shifts. So let's align with allowing instant change and transformation easily, effectively, now, and just bring that into your center. Good. Let's disentangle from all connotations of the word, the phrase, negative energy. Mental connotations, emotional connections to it, and non-conscious, subconscious resonances with negative energy. Disentangle now. Good. And most importantly, with negative energy, we want to disentangle from fear of it. So let's do that now. Disentangle from fear of negative energy now on all levels. the level of physical matter, the level of mind, the level of emotions, the level of energy, the level of time and space. Disentangle from all of that now. Because your fear can function as an attractor for what you fear. So it's really best to just be centered, whole, neutral, and non-attached to any kind of energy, whether it's negative or positive. So let's just do that now. And it's much easier to do it like this on an energy level than it is to do it by thinking about it and analyzing it and trying to have an effect. So we're just going to align with that centeredness around negative energy now. Let's disentangle from negative associations with negative energy. Disentangle now. Disentangle from collective conscious fears of so-called negative energy now. Disentangle from the morphic field of the evil eye now. Disentangle now. Let's disentangle from ancestral fears of negative energy, the evil eye, curses, spirits, etc., etc. Disentangle from it all now. And you don't need to go find each entanglement and clear it individually. We don't want to do that. We don't want to go back and activate that morphic field and get in touch with it. You just want to do this on a very neutral and non-attached level. Disentangle from ancestral fears now. Disentangle from them in your morphic field, in your energy field, in your auric field, and in your DNA. Disentangle now. Disentangle from your immediate ancestors' fears of negative energy. Your grandmothers, your grandfathers on both sides. Disentangle now. Disentangle from your parents, your mother's fears, your father's fears. Disentangle now. And disentangle from your current family's fears. Brothers, sisters, children, relatives, disentangle from family fears now. And going back way into the past, your early ancestors, disentangle now. Let's disentangle from tribal fears of negative energy on all levels now. Disentangle from ancient human fears of all kinds, disentangle now. Disentangle from needing to look for the source or the cause. Who is doing this? Where did it come from? What's the karma? Disentangle from all of that now. And we're just going to find it as energy in front of us and disentangle from it now. No need to know what it is on a locally conscious level. Sometimes people will think that there's negative energy coming from some kind of a psychic attack from the outside, but that may not be actually what's happening. It's just a resonance. So let's disentangle from anything that you consider to be a psychic attack, getting very neutral and non-attached to it. Disentangle from it now. And sometimes it's really a different kind of sensitivity altogether. It could be coming from solar weather or electromagnetic fields or other triggers coming from, say, time, the past or the future, or space like your home. So we're going to disentangle from all of that now and come to center, aligning with wholeness in the presence of negative energy, in the absence of negative energy, just being whole now. Let's also disentangle from needing protection. Disentangle now. Because sometimes what you do to protect yourself, whether it's using crystals or salt or prayer or seeking help from the angels or whatever, that can attract more fear and more need for protection. And don't get me wrong, crystals and prayer and angels are wonderful. I love using those things. But if you come from fear, you will resonate with the morphic field of fear and harm, etc., etc. So again, disentangle from fear. When you're seeking protection, seek it from a position of centeredness, strength, and wholeness. Aligning with that now. So now let's just find the morphic field, the energy field, the information field of whatever you are resonating with that is causing you to feel less than optimal. And again, don't look for what it is. Don't try to define it. If you find yourself defining it, set that aside for now. And I'm just assembling it as energy right now in front of you and disentangling you from it now, taking that energy field that you're resonating with and collapsing it down to zero and expanding it out to wholeness and disentangling you from it on all levels now. So take a nice breath into your center. Again, breathe into your center and input all of these energy shifts, enter them to your center now. Let's see how you're doing. Let's have you get in touch with your original issue that you noticed when you started this audio and observe what is different now, what has changed. Let's get another measurement for the issue as it is right now, not the way it was before, but right at this moment. Zero is centered, whole, no problem. So what is your number right now? And again, use the first number that shows up. Don't analyze it. And if that number isn't yet zero, we're just going to align it with zero now. Good. Just say align with zero now and enter that to your center. And align your highest expression of your intention to be whole in the presence of all the energies around you, aligning with that now. Beautiful. Let's align you with allowing these energetic alignments to integrate and manifest on all levels now and from now on. Good. If you have further questions about how to do now healing, you can listen to the audio that's titled Instant Energy Healing, A Quick Start Guide to Now Healing, or you can visit nowhealing.com. And remember to observe and focus your attention on what has already cleared and transformed so that you can amplify that morphic field of a clear energy field now.